Welcome to Let's Talk About Test Baby, the remedial class of podcasts. So hello listeners and welcome to Let's Talk About Test Baby. This week I'm talking to Mark Winteringham. Hello Mark.
Hello.
Hello. And so do you want to introduce yourself first for people who might not know much about you or what you do?
Yeah, sure. So I'm Mark Winteringham. I am a software tester and have been doing so for a very long time now. I blog, teach, train, coach, whatever I can do around software testing and sort of quite active in the testing community. I have a blog at mwtestconsultancy.co.uk where I sort of talk about quite a lot about sort of API testing and automation, especially automation in testing. And I'm also the co-founder of the Software Testing Clinic, which is a safe environment for people who want to learn about software testing.
Cool. And it's a software testing clinic that we were going to talk about today, because it's something that's been going on for... How long has it been going on for now?
Just over a year and a half now. We started... I mean, Dan and I sort of came up with the... So Dan Ashby, who I run it with, him and I, we came up with the idea January 2016, and we started our first clinic in March 2016.
Which was a pretty fast turnaround from idea to conception.
It was, yeah. I think we had slightly different ways in which we wanted to cut it, actually, because I was just looking for more opportunities to mentor people and get involved in mentoring. I just started speaking publicly and giving workshops and found that I quite enjoyed that, so I wanted more opportunities to do more mentoring. It started with me basically having a moan to Dan on Slack about how there wasn't enough opportunities, and he kind of called my bluff and said, do something about it. At that point as well, he was looking to start, he was interested in sort of putting something together to train in colleges or in community colleges, or night classes or something like that. So we sort of decided to sort of come together to try and develop something where we could, at the current time, sort of just develop a rough syllabus of things to teach people about testing.
Cool. So yeah, you kind of mentioned what it is, but I think we should go back to the start a little bit just to give people a bit of context before we move on. So the clinic runs, is it monthly or...
Yeah, so it runs monthly, sometimes twice a month, because we like to do things like retrospectives and bug bashes as well, because we want to try and give our students some experience. But we run monthly. We run a different topic each month. So at the moment, Software Testing Clinic London is just coming up to session 6. So we're just about to start talking about note taking, which is we feel sort of quite an important topic to discuss. And then typically what we have is around 30 students and around 10 mentors turn up. So it's not just about sort of providing a space for people to learn about software testing, but it's giving more experienced testers exposure to mentoring and leadership and sort of helping others and sort of sharing their experiences about testing as well. So we try and support both. And then we do a mixture of what we call them whiteboarding sessions. So we'll have big group discussions around a whiteboard, or Dan and I will talk about a topic around a whiteboard. But we also split people off into smaller groups with mentors, and we set them exercises and discussions and that sort of thing.
Cool. And so you're basically just like building like both parts of the pipeline. So you've got people who are new to software testing coming in and you're helping them, but you're also helping people who maybe want to move towards more of a coaching role, get that experience there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's about sort of, there's an element to it that's investment in people as well. So we have some students who are now coming in and mentoring because they've sort of gone through the student part, found jobs as testers, and now are coming back as mentors, but then still dropping back to students in areas that they don't feel comfortable. So we're quite casual about how mentors can come along and sort of think, actually, I don't feel comfortable talking about this. So then they can step back into a student role. And then vice versa, we can have students that come along. I know some people I would sort of call testing peers who are on the same level as me, and they come along as students, and I don't think they should come along as students, but I think they have to do it at least once to sort of kind of open their eyes to sort of go, oh, hang on, actually, I know quite a lot about these subjects, and actually sort of gain that confidence in that way.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's one of the things where, because testing is so kind of vast, that you can know a lot of stuff without realizing just how much you know and what you know about, because yeah. You're not sure what everyone else's context and stuff in. So I think having that flexibility to choose, okay, I'm going to start off as a student, but then you can just drop backwards and forwards depending on where your strengths lie, is really quite useful and important.
Yeah, and I think that's why we get mentors coming back quite regularly as well. We're quite keen on sort of developing relationships during the sessions as well, so we want mentors to come back regularly so that regular students can sort of form bonds, and maybe mentorship activities carry on outside of the clinic as well.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it just forms a nice little support network and community, yeah. Like in person as well as what you get, yeah. You know, on Twitter or Slack or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. I think because we're actually actively trying to sort of encourage people from outside of the testing community to sort of join us, the community that we've built is slightly different to what I would call the sort of the standard testing community. And what I've seen is actually I've seen some of the students, they've come along to things like Test Bashes and other conferences. And they've started to see what the actual proper, like the real testing community, the wider testing community, the value of that. And they've sort of moved away from the clinic and then moved into the testing community, which is kind of, you know, that's great to see. That's desirable. We want to see people getting involved that way.
Yeah, it is just, as I said at the start, it's a nice safe way of just dipping your toes in, figuring out stuff out, and then you can take what you need and come back and go further as needed.
Yeah, we have people that sort of pick and choose sessions. So automation, when we cover automation, that always fills up very quickly, whereas note-taking, for example, actually is probably going to be a bit of a quieter one, because that's not necessarily an obvious skill for testers beginning to get into testing that they need to sort of pick up on.
Yeah, although from my point of view, that is the one I'd probably be the quickest to sign up for, because I still haven't figured out a note-taking strategy at all.
Nor have I. If I'm totally honest, it's been a real baptism of fire for me. So, I mean, Dan's been absolutely fantastic, the way that he's supported me as well as the rest of the clinic in that first year, and really pushing me to sort of, I think most of the things that I talk about in clinic I already knew about, but it's just sort of having that ability to sort of put it into words and communicate it well to others. He's been really great with that. And yeah, note taking, I always sort of see that as that's my weakest session of all of them, so I'm quite interested in how that's going to pan out. It's in a couple of weeks' time, so I'm going to see how that pans out. Be good.
Yeah, cool. So, is it that you have a certain number of sessions and then they repeat, or like do you do like yeah?
Yeah. So we have 12 sessions, which was tricky to begin with because there was, like you said before, there's so much to cover. We've had to really keep it to the basics, and we've also tried to sort of pull a narrative together. So the first six sessions that we do start from what is testing and go through the process of identifying a risk, putting together some testing to test that risk, structuring that with exploratory testing and chartering, and then improving your test design skills with heuristics and oracles, and then ultimately reporting, you know, writing some test notes, getting some output. For that, for us, that sort of feels like that would be that sort of the first flow of a junior tester. And then we sort of go into more advanced topics for the other six. But there was so much that we wanted to cover. But I was very keen that we repeat it, because we want to keep making ourselves available to new people. And I think that's that's one of the sort of disadvantages, but also advantages of other testing meetups, is that they tend to be more about specific topics or advanced topics, which I think is great for the testing community, and we should have those. But for the people that sort of come in, and I've observed that in other meetups, they come in and they go, well, that's all very, you know, well and good, like IoT, but how do I get a job in testing? And that's specifically actually why our last session is about interviewing in testing as well.
Yeah, so like the topics are like, you need to give a good base, because obviously testing is so varied, but like there's like a core group of things you can say that apply to lots of different things. And also, yeah, you want to make sure that you're constantly building, I hate saying building the pipeline because that sounds really wanky, but you're constantly making yourself available to those new people coming in, because the people who can take, who go through it the first time can then come back as mentors, or come back again if they need to, or they can go off into the wider community. But you still need to keep the new people coming in, because there's a constant flow, and you need to be able to make sure you're targeting those as well.
Exactly. And it's not like we're going to cover everything in 3 hours as well. So, you know, what is testing in 3 hours is, you know, it's a complex beast that hasn't been answered by many people over many years. So trying to sort of distill it in 3 hours is tricky. I think what we want to do is we want to encourage the students to sort of realise there's more to it, and that it is more complex, and it's more of a skill than just pressing buttons. And, you know, it just seems to me that there's a bit of a sort of a dichotomy in terms of, you know, there's lots and lots of testing roles available. You know, there's a desperate need for good testers. And then there's all these people who I see who've got great critical and lateral thinking skills, who don't even consider testing as a possibility, but are interested in the industry. So they're sort of focusing on the sort of development side. And what I'm hoping is that we're pulling more and more people into testing, so that we can see a new generation that's coming in that don't necessarily have all the answers, but are at least have their eyes open and are aware of all the different options and all the different skills that are available for them to learn, rather than just being sort of seduced by test automation, for example, which unfortunately we see quite a lot.
Yeah, no, exactly, because even if someone's sort of looking around on the edges of the industry, if you put on an event that's called What is Testing, they can just show up to that. And if they don't like it, that's an evening. Fine, they've wasted an evening, but it's not anything major. But if not, then it's a lot more. It's, I said you can't cover everything, but it's a taste of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a filter as well. So that I hear sort of a lot of talk about sort of reaching the unreachables of people who are sort of in testing that don't necessarily enjoy it. And are just sort of, you know, they quite happily just have a bunch of scripts in front of them and then run them and press the buttons, because they don't, you know, that's not what they want. You know, I hope that sort of when you start talking about testing and are sort of saying it's a complex thing to work with, that some people are like, well, that's not, I'm not interested in getting involved in that. I'd rather go do something else, because that's beneficial to them, because they don't end up doing something they don't like, and we get better testers within our sort of industry and our community.
So you said that like there's obviously a variation between the sessions, like obviously the test automation one, because that's always such a hot topic, both in the community and from employers. That's always quite a full one, whereas others aren't seen, are quieter ones. But what was the response like when you first started? Were you surprised at the response that you got?
Oh, very much so. So the first one we ran, we run a ticketing system more to sort of just track who's coming and make sure that we've got enough mentors available, but we pretty much sell out every month. And we have a waiting list, especially on the student side. So there is a real demand. With the one in London, we've had people travel as far as, we've had people coming down from Cambridge, from King's Lynn, Birmingham, Coventry. We even had a person who came, who was on their holidays from Nigeria, who found out about the clinic and came along for a clinic just while they were on holiday, and then was like, I'd love to extend my holiday and come along to more. So, yeah, the response has been really good, like from the students. You know, we're all, Dan and I are both eternally grateful to our mentors who, you know, they keep coming back again and again. They're not getting paid for it. They're sort of, you know, they're taking their free time out to do this. I know that they're getting some things out of it as well. But I think if we weren't doing something right, then these mentors wouldn't come back on a regular basis to continue contributing. So yeah, it's been really exciting. It's been kind of scary actually how quickly it's all moving, really.
Yes, I can imagine so, because you've got plans for the future, exciting ones. So I've heard.
Yeah. So we started Software Testing Clinic Glasgow, which is run by Del Dewar and Tracy Baxter, and we're going to be running the second session next week on identifying risks. And that's doing very well. It's very interesting actually to sort of run it in London and Glasgow and see what you get, a sort of feel for what the community is like in certain areas. So we get quite a lot of people coming straight in, like who have no experience of testing, and they've come, you know, come in completely fresh and clean in London, whereas the people that are coming to the ones in Glasgow have got like 1 or 2 years under their belt, and they have some understanding, some ideas and stuff. So it changes the dynamic of the sessions. But yeah, so we kind of sort of formed a partnership. We're basically supported by Ministry of Testing. I'm part of the Ministry of Testing family. So they've been doing a lot to help us behind the scenes, with sort of things like infrastructure and marketing things, and I've been getting a lot of support from Sarah, who works at Ministry of Testing, who's education boss, really sort of teaching Dan and I to be teachers, which has been really valuable. So the plan is that we're going to hopefully spin up 3 more clinics at the start of next year, and we'll be announcing those soon. And we also have the Software Testing Clinic online content as well, so all the stuff that's on the dojo. So we're really sort of starting to explore ideas around blended learning. So sort of sending out videos to watch before we start the session, so that we can then have a discussion about them when we meet.
Yeah, so like, it's interesting. So there's like, obviously going to be a difference between people who go to different, like the ones in London to Glasgow, because that's, you know, how geography works. But I'm assuming at the moment they're all running the same core curriculum, just taught by different people. So obviously they bring different things to the sessions.
Yeah, so it's we're keen to build something. So we have lesson plans. So I suppose we do have a curriculum, but we're keen to, it's more of a guide, in that when we sort of say there is a whiteboarding session now, we don't specifically say what you need to talk about in that whiteboarding session. So for example, our first session we do what is testing, and Dan and I offer our models of testing, and our models are very different. And then when we ran it in Glasgow, again, the models that were being shown by Dell and Tracy were very different as well. So the hope is that as we grow, the clinic hosts will actually contribute to the sort of changing of the lesson plans, the changing of the curriculum. We're very keen to sort of know what it is that testers want. So it's rather than sort of just being prescribed and sort of saying, this is what we think testing is, you should learn this. I think some elements we're going to always think are going to be important, like talking about what testing is. But, you know, I hope to see it evolve and change as we grow and as we continually run it.
Yeah, of course, because you host retrospectives for the sessions, and I assume you do internal ones as well as external ones as well. So obviously that's always going to feed back and iterate and everything.
Yeah, so we, Dan and I try and, so the new clinics that we spin up, we try and go along and support them for the first couple, but then deliberately take a step back after the first couple and say, you're on your own, and we want to, if they'll live and die by their own sort of success, really, and how dedicated the people are to sort of running it, which I don't know if is a nice thing or not, but that is the way it is.
I think it's a good way of doing it, because it has to be for that local group and that group of testers. It has to come back from them and what they find useful and what the organisers find useful and helpful and all that kind of stuff. So I think it just has to, that just the way it is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The way it has to be.
Well, one thing we do as well is we put a board up every session, and we always say, what do you want to learn? And anything that people write on that board, it might not necessarily go into the lesson plans, and it might not necessarily be obvious that it's going to sort of, you know, something new might not spin out of it straight away, but we have a backlog of content that we're constantly going through. So we're writing articles now for the Ministry of Testing Dojo. So any questions that have been asked that we sort of don't feel can be covered by the sessions, we're trying to write articles for those. So we are constantly sort of, we are listening, we're constantly taking that feedback on board and thinking about it and thinking about how we can address those problems for people.
Cool. And there are visions of there being like a software testing clinic textbook at some point as well. With all like the extra bits in.
I suppose the textbooks would be probably be in the form of the videos. So rather than like a book per se, we will have, you know, that's one of the reasons why we're part of Ministry of Testing is because, you know, we, so we say at the end of each session, we want to keep the conversation going. So we use the club forum. We set exercises. We've got some plans for the next season. So we sort of call them seasons, but for the sort of next iteration of sessions, we've got some big plans for the sort of takeaway, kind of homework, kind of investigate, explore these concepts by yourself, but then also still get support for them. So yeah, not necessarily a textbook, but probably lots of online resources that sort of kind of support each of the clinics.
Yeah, because you want to make sure that people can actually take stuff away and then go deeper or further to the bits they want to or need to.
Yes,
and
yes.
Or like guide them through that as well.
Yeah, and I believe that's sort of part of Richard's vision with Ministry of Testing. I mean, one thing I like to think of is that, and this is just my sort of, my perception of Ministry of Testing, so I don't know if the others would agree, but I see Ministry of Testing as sort of fostering and caring for the current testing community, and as new people come in, they're supported as well, whereas we're sort of outward looking, we're trying to sort of find new people and sort of almost, you know, talk the good word of modern testing and pull people in that way, and I think the sort of the combination of the two can be quite effective because there are those routes to learn new things and specialise with the support of Ministry of Testing.
Yeah, absolutely. You kind of, they can come to the clinic, find out this that they want to do, and then you can funnel them into the other Ministry of Testing stuff, and then all of a sudden there's a lot more. Because I know when I first realised that testing was a thing I wanted to do, finding Ministry of Testing and the community and just the dojo and all that kind of stuff was massively helpful. You think that, okay, I know where I can go to find some things.
Yeah, I mean, if I'd have had it in the first couple of years of as a tester, I think that me as a tester would have improved quicker, and also I would have felt more supported, which is sadly not the case when I first sort of started testing.
Things all about, we all want to make sure that everyone gets a better intro than we did if we didn't get a particularly, not even if we didn't get a bad one, if we just got a really disjointed one because there wasn't really a thing.
Yeah.
We can help other people get into it a lot smoother.
Yeah, I think when I first got exposed to the community, it was actually, because this was still of the days of the Software Testing Club, and I think only one test bash had been run, the Cambridge one. So I actually came, I did RST, rapid software testing, and I did that the second year of test bash, but I didn't go to the conference because I didn't feel confident enough to go along to conferences at that point. So a lot of stuff I sort of came across was things on YouTube and then a little bit of what was going on in Twitter. But it was just accidental discovery and sort of listening to what other sort of testers was saying, going, oh, I've seen this video, I've seen that bit of content from there. Whereas we're sort of, yeah, we're kind of offering a sort of all singing, all dancing intro to the amazingness of the community.
Yeah, which is, it's brilliant. it's definitely something where I keep looking at it going, I can't justify the trip down to London, but maybe if I'm down there and it coincides, I'd definitely go.
Well, as a little sneaky thing, because I believe Richard's already accidentally announced it on another podcast, we will be running one in Manchester. And that's yes. for sure. Yeah, so definitely have you come along and be a mentor.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, I mean, I was being a bit, because I did kind of, Richard has already approached me about it, but I didn't know how open it was, so I didn't want to.
Yeah, no, well, we plan to announce the others. So we're announcing the others very soon. And also, we're kind of opening the floor to hear from others as well. So if other people are interested in running a software testing clinic, we're sort of putting a page together with some information and some sort of, I wouldn't say criteria, but some questions that you need to ask yourself to see if whether or not you're sort of committed to running a clinic. And then we're asking people to just get in touch. And then what we're going to do is we're going to track all the places of interest, and then we're going to keep spinning them up, and we're going to keep growing. You know, I have hopes that we could see software testing clinics outside the UK in the next few years as well, and really sort of, yeah, make it a community of, you know, smart, insanely clever people who can help sort of feedback and build almost like an open source training for everyone.
Which would, yeah, that would be amazing. There's definitely, certainly from what I hear people in the community say, people just coming in, there's definitely like an appetite for it. Yeah, because I guess go back to like the putting out almost like not quite an open call, but a thing saying if you wanted to do it in a place, we're totally happy to, but you need to do all these things.
Mm.
One of the reasons that I, when Richard came and spoke to me, because he's on about, you know, putting feelers out for people to help either as mentors or actually just one of the main like organizers and stuff, was I honestly probably wouldn't have the time to organize it, but I'd probably have the time to mentor a few things, because I imagine it's actually a lot of work putting all that together.
Yeah, it's the initial workload is quite large, because that implies, you know, many hours, but there's like, you know, it's 3 to 4 hours a week to begin with. But the way that we've been working it is that so every time we spin up a new one, the easier it gets. And actually, like, setting up Glasgow was much easier than we kind of expected it to be, which is what sort of kind of galvanised us to create some more at the start of next year and actually go for 3, where we were sort of thinking maybe 2 to begin with. But once you actually get into a routine with them, so now I'm halfway through, because it tends to be me who does the sort of admin work for Software Testing Clinic London, because I'm fortunate to sort of work 4 days a week so that I can support the clinic. The actual running of the clinic, the administrative stuff, now is an hour a week tops. It becomes quite sort of streamlined. And what's really great about that is then it doesn't feel like work, and you go along and you go to these sessions, and I feel great after them. I get a real buzz from them, talking to people, helping people, getting clever ideas, being challenged myself. It's really satisfying as a clinic host.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like something that would be absolutely amazing to do. Like, because I imagine you learn so much from talking to people and put it on, because, yeah, there's always someone who has a different perspective to you. You can always learn from people.
Yeah, and we always, so when we start it, we always say there's one rule. It's a safe environment, so there are no stupid questions. So we're always open to any questions, any ideas. You know, and it might be a case of we sort of say, well, that question's not maybe necessarily relevant right now. We'll put a pin in it, and then what we'll do is we'll try and talk about it maybe in the break times, or again, sort of that gets fed into the sort of backlog of other things that we're like, oh, we could write blogs about that, we can do a video, do a 99 second intro to that sort of thing.
Cool. Yeah, it just sounds like such a nice atmosphere to be in, of learning and surrounded by other people who just want to learn with you as well.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's brilliant.
Because I wanted to ask, is there like a standout like moment or something from a clinic that's made, for a session that's made you go, yeah, this is this is what it's all about?
Well, I'm going to embarrass someone here, and she really, I don't think she really likes it when I embarrass her about this, but we do have a star pupil as far as Dan and I are concerned. So there is a lady called Hannah Mason who came along and joined us at the clinic, and she ended up giving a talk with Dan at UK Star, talking about sort of her journey in her first year as a tester and her experiences of software testing clinic. And so she went from someone who had no testing experience to within a year was a tester and was actually feeling confident enough to share her own experiences about software testing at a conference. So yeah, there was a lot of warm fuzzy feelings inside there. Generally just seeing people come back repeatedly and just really sort of getting involved. I'm actively working with a few of the students as well, trying to help them outside of the clinic to find work. And I mean, in the future, I'd love to run a internship program that sort of runs alongside the clinic, but that's sort of, unfortunately, that's going to be way down the line because that requires a lot more work and a bit of money behind it as well.
Yeah, that's more like starting to look a bit like a full-time job.
Yes, which maybe it will be one day, who knows. It's certainly what I want to do going forward.
It's expanding, the appetite's certainly there, so who knows what the future holds.
Yes, it's exciting.
Yeah, it does sound really, really exciting. I am looking forward to seeing it pop up elsewhere, and I'll definitely be trundling along to the Manchester one as probably, definitely as a student, maybe as a mentor, I'm not sure yet.
I think you'll be great as a mentor.
Yeah, I think I need to go as a student to get the confidence to go and actually then mentor people.
Well, one thing we do actually that I forgot to mention is that when we start a new clinic up and we start a new season, is the first session we actually run is one for mentors. So we actually give some experience and some tips and some exercises for mentors to sort of take that when they go into the actual first proper session with the students and sort of feel a bit more prepared and understand how each of the sessions are structured.
Well, that's brilliant, because I think the main thing that would probably stop me was I wouldn't know what was expected of me and what to expect.
Mm. So that's exactly what that's designed for. And all the lesson plans are always available to the mentors. We're actually trialing out Q&A sessions as well before sessions kick off, so that we can sort of talk about the lessons then as well. And that's run by the clinic hosts as well. So yeah, it's important to us that it's not just about supporting the students, but it's about supporting the mentors. We've seen some of our mentors have accredited us in terms of sort of helping them find those sort of test coach roles, because they've said, I've got some experience now of doing mentoring and coaching through software testing clinic. And then we've seen some of them have, you know, gained enough, not experience, but enough confidence to actually feel like, well, I'm ready to start talking about things that I want to talk about. And sometimes if those things kind of align with what we're talking about, we'll get them up on stage and have them sort of guest for a session, sort of a guest clinic host, and do that. So it's about supporting everyone in the room. It's not just about the students.
No, that sounds really good. And I am even more excited about it now. Cool. So Software Testing Clinic, if you Google that, you'll find it. It's like softwaretestingclinic.com?
It is, yep, softwaretestingclinic.com. And we are also on meetup.com, so you can track each of our individual sessions there. Also the Ministry of Testing meetups as well. If we're running one in your area, there'll be a Ministry of Testing meetup for that area as well, so it might be worth looking on there as well.
Yep, and I'll put links in all the show notes to things so people can find it even easier. But thank you so much for giving up some of your time to come talk to me.
Well, thank you for having me on.
No, it's been good, and yeah, thanks to you and Dan for putting on this awesome thing that is a brilliant resource for people.
Yeah, it's great, love it. Clinics around the world, I say.
Yeah, let's do it.
Excellent. Well, yeah, I look forward to seeing you as a mentor at one of our sessions.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll be seeing me there. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Mark. I did. And if you are in the vicinity of a software testing clinic, it sounds really good. I recommend everyone going. I'll be going to the Manchester ones when they start up later on. There are links in the show notes, as mentioned, to the meetup and the website and the Ministry of Testing stuff. And you can find all the notes on letstalkabouttests.xyz. If you want to get in touch with us, it's letstalkabouttests@gmail.com or at letstalktests on Twitter. I have a Patreon. It's patreon.com/gemhill. There is a specific reward for Let's Talk About Tests, baby, if you want to monetarily thank us for the work that we do. I don't know. And if not, iTunes, 5-star review, tell the world how much you enjoy the podcast. That helps a lot as well. And if all else fails, meet you back here in 2 weeks for another episode. Thanks. Bye. Our planet will be just a point of light.